The far north of Israel has become one huge military staging area. Thousands of soldiers going to and from Lebanon camp out in fields, farms, and villages. For the Israelis living here under the threat of rockets, these troops are like family members. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report.
After leaving her home a couple of weeks ago, Orna Rain decided to check on her house in Matula, a town right on the border overlooking Lebanon. The roads are chewed up by tanks, fields and gardens are scorched by fire sparked by rockets. Her house is intact, but she found an armored personnel carrier and 15 soldiers parked in the driveway. The commander, a reservist, turned out to be someone she works with.
I gave them a key, and now they're staying there. They can use the bathroom, they can take a shower, and they will have dinner tonight in my house, and that's it.
Orna says she would have done this even if she hadn't known any of the soldiers. And she suspects when word gets out, a lot more soldiers in the area will be using the house. In return, she did ask one favor, that the commander move her wet laundry into the dryer.
And it was very nice to do that.
A siren signals a possible rocket attack. Even when this operation is over, Orna isn't sure she will ever feel safe at home again.
Now I don't know what I'm going to feel after the war. I don't know.
Kibbutzes here make home-cooked meals for the troops. Everyone knows someone now in the military. Families call friends in the north asking if they'll take care of their sons if and when they have a break. And as much as Israelis mourn the death of any soldiers, the fate of reservists echoes the most. These men have left wives and children behind. Inet Rotem's brother-in-law is an orthopedic surgeon who's been called up. He comes by whenever he gets out of Lebanon to take a shower and use the phone. His cell phone was left behind in Lebanon when his tank was hit. People here are shocked at how well-armed and resilient Hezbollah's been. This war has gone on much longer than anyone expected. Inet has bought underwear and T-shirts for soldiers who've long since run out of clean clothes.
So now we are traveling with this bag of things in our car, and whenever we see a soldier, we ask him, do you need it? Take it. That's the way it is here.
A tank regiment comes out of Lebanon for a few hours. Family members race to see the soldiers before they head back in. 35-year-old Gabi Yavitz, a reservist, tells his parents how intense the fighting's been. His father, 72-year-old Chaim, has two sons now serving in the reserves. He says this war is a matter of life and death for Israel.
It's much more important than any other war because we aren't fighting against Hezbollah. We are fighting against the influence of Iran in this area. For us, it's a question to be or not to be.
Gabi and his wife, Shiri, hold hands for the brief moment they have together. The rising death toll has shaken her.
It gets it's harder each day.
And with Israeli troops expected to stay in Lebanon for several more days until other forces replace them, Shiri has mixed feelings.
It means he's going back in. But for Israel, it probably is good news, so.
Anne Garrels, NPR News, Northern Israel.